Well, here at home, a growing number of states are asking whether a law on the books to protect businesses is actually hurting state economies. Non-compete agreements are clauses in employment contracts that bar employees from working for competitors, sometimes for several years. California has all but banned them, and some say that's what produced Silicon Valley. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Kurt Nyquist reports from Massachusetts, the latest state to take a second look at non-competes.
Last month, James Mitchell gave 2 weeks' notice. He told the Boston web marketing company he worked for he was leaving to join a startup, and he was sure that he was not violating the non-compete clause in his contract.
I have a list of 37 companies that I'm not to go work for. The company I chose wasn't on it. My actual boss, who I resigned to, hadn't even heard of the company that I was going to, and then all of a sudden, in the legal documents I got, it became a competitor.
Mitchell's first day on the job at his new company last week never came to be. His previous employer decided to enforce his non-compete agreement. Mitchell says he can fight his work ban in court, but it could cost tens of thousands of dollars and take months, if not years.
People are going to just move to California. At the end of the day, you know, they're not going to deal with this. And we don't have to, because there's plenty of good companies in California that pay, and they don't make you sign one of these non-competes.
Opponents of non-compete agreements say they stifle mobility of the labor force and are a drag on the fast-moving tech economy. Governor Deval Patrick agrees. His administration is asking state lawmakers to ban non-competes like California does. Massachusetts Economic Development Secretary Greg Bialecki says they're a crutch for businesses.
If I run a workplace, I don't have to work as hard to keep my employees happy and motivated because I know none of them can leave, and if they leave, I'm going to threaten to sue them. And so their only choices are either to leave their profession and work in a different field or to leave the state.
Questions from committee members. Seeing that there are none, committee would call forward John Rice.
A hearing at the State House last week was flooded by workers who say non-competes keep bright people with good ideas from starting their own companies. They'd have to go without pay for months or even years, often collecting unemployment at the state's expense.
How long was your non-compete for, if I may ask?
My non-compete was for 3 years.
If you don't like non-competes, don't use them.
That's Chris Geerin with the Associated Industries of Massachusetts. The trade group represents thousands of Bay State companies, including manufacturers. He says they need to have the option of non-compete agreements to protect their competitive edge.
These companies have invested a lot of time, a lot of money into proprietary information, whether it's computer code, whether it's genome sequencing, whether it's a new formula for an industrial coating. They're using non-competes to make sure that those assets don't walk out the door.
Opponents say proprietary trade secrets are covered under other contracts, such as non-disclosure agreements. And they say if it's really about trade secrets, why are non-compete clauses showing up in more sectors of the economy, including service jobs? 19-year-old Colette Busser has worked for the last 3 summers at Lynx, a camp for kids in the Boston suburbs.
And then one day of training, I actually had to put the seats on the canoes, and they gave me a screwdriver, and so I screwed in the seats.
Busser says the part-time job paid minimum wage, and this summer she wanted to work for another camp. But Lynx evoked her one-year non-compete agreement. The head of the company told the Boston Herald the techniques and training are proprietary. Busser disagrees.
If I had gone to a new camp, I don't think that Lynx would have suffered because I had taken their secrets. I think that most of what I did at camp was common sense and just knowledge and working with kids. I like working with kids.
Without being able to work for that other camp, she's been babysitting this summer instead. The proliferation of non-competes is a symptom of the transition to a knowledge economy, says Suffolk University Business School professor Jody Detchen.
Well, I think the big companies are really trying to protect what they have, and they're very afraid of this innovative disruption that's happening all around them. But let's be real. When you don't allow people to be creative and move around and do all these things, you can't innovate. It's the exact opposite of what they're trying to achieve.
Massachusetts lawmakers appear to be reluctant to ban non-competes outright. They're considering limiting them for salaried workers to 6 months and banning them for hourly workers. Many in Boston's tech sector say that would be an improvement, but that 6 months is still an eternity in the startup world. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nikisch.
And Jeremy, if you Google around, there is plenty of complaining about non-competes.
Yeah, tell us your story. You can leave a comment with Kurt's story at our website, hereandnow.org. You can also send us a tweet at Here and Now, at Jeremy Hobson, at Here and Now Robin.